11 news, community, and more. Hello and welcome to another exciting episode of Pet Food Alpha. We are the podcast bringing you the biscuit on all the latest Final Fantasy 11 news, community, and more. My name is Dake.
My name is FusionX.
And today we have joining us from the Lakshmi server, Sev. Say hello, Sev.
How you doing, guys?
Alright, first off, right off the bat, you're going to notice his mic's a little off. We've tried to fix it. It's just kind of the way it's working out. So bear with us. We're still going to have a good show. So,
absolutely. Because what Pet Food Alpha show isn't a good show? Well, okay,
I'm trying to think. I can't come up with anything. I think they're all good.
There have been several. But anyways.
We take pride in what you do, Steak.
No, I do. But we've had some doozies, haven't we?
Yeah. Internet cafe.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my gosh. That's a moment in time I had totally forgotten about. Wow.
And for a good reason, probably.
That. Yeah, I had put that completely out of my mind until now.
Okay.
Let's go ahead into news. Square Enix has just recently, within the last couple days, started actually processing CDs. Previously, the piano CDs that just came out a couple weeks ago were back-ordered by Square Enix.
For quite a while. Like,
unfortunately. But the good news...
Lag?
No, that wasn't lag. That was mute.
That was mute. I was like, we mentioned Internet Cafe, and it's like... lagging so, out, you're going to start DCing.
No, don't say that. You'll jinx it.
Oh, okay.
So anyways, the good news is that these CDs have started to ship. If you pre-ordered it, you should have already gotten them.
Or be getting them shortly.
Yeah, and they are coming. These CDs are coming with the harpsichord code. So, good times, noodle salad.
Yeah.
It's just unfortunate you had to wait for
it. Yeah, I didn't quite realize why, you know, everyone that ordered it through a website that wasn't Square Enix got it before the people that bought it from Square Enix. Like, if anything, they should be, like, you know, either getting on the same day or, you know, being, like, maybe just, like, a little step ahead of everybody else, but...
Play Asia for the win!
Like, my CD came from, like, Tennessee.
Really?
Like
mine came from Hong Kong. It was weird. Like,
Square Enix's
I got home
office
and...
is in California. Why are they shipping out to Tennessee? Like, that's just odd.
Lol. I come home one night. My wife's like, "Hey, your package from Hong Kong got here." I'm like, "What?"
Nice.
I'm like, "Word! It's my piano CD."
That was pretty good.
Opened it like Christmas. So
your wife like brings in the camera and takes your picture, you're like on the floor with this like really big smile on your face.
Piano CD! Oh my god!
Oh yeah, so you know, you can get that. You can still order them from Square Enix and Play Asia. I think they're still shipping out with codes right now. I can't guarantee that, but it sounds like they are. So if you haven't gotten it yet and you would like to, you can go ahead and do that. Probably best.
The CD is amazing,
yeah,
by the way.
Oh, definitely.
I haven't heard it. I'm not sure if Final Fantasy Radio is still playing that or not.
You can if they're not, you can request the songs. So
they should be.
It's possible. I mean, it's on the list. So if there's a track, you know, particular that you want to hear, one of my favorites on there is the Cosmic Wheel. I really like that one.
Mm. Yeah, that's good.
It's hard to say. Like, I like this one because they're all really good. Like, with the exception of maybe like Juno, because like I'm so sick of that music. But if you were playing pre-Otter Gom, dude, you have like the Juno music like embedded into your skull. Like, really.
True.
Like,
truth.
No matter what kind of, unless it's like this completely absurd techno remix that like completely changes the song. Like, it's the same song over and over again. But you know, a lot
muting
of the
muting Juno for the win right away.
Yeah. But definitely some good tracks in there for sure. So check that out and give it a listen if you haven't already. And then
agreed.
Speaking of music, I guess.
Yeah, you know, this is new. We don't have this on our thing, do we? Holy moly.
Yeah,
we do. Wait. Yeah, we do. You're right.
Okay. Yeah. I've known about this CD for a little while. They hadn't released any track lists, though. They're doing a Final Fantasy Remix CD, which is a remix of all of Uematsu's scores, you know, from they took them from the entire series, so it's not just, you know, based on pulled from one game. I guess
right.
One of the tracks on the CD is going to be Ronfire.
So that's why we're mentioning it.
Yeah. So that'll be pretty cool, I think.
It would have been off the radar if we didn't. If it wasn't.
Yeah, well, I mean, it was still on the radar. I knew of it. I just didn't know if it was going to be having anything from 11, so I was kind of watching and seeing if I could find a track list. So
the album art for this is really trippy. Like, I'm looking at it.
It makes me want to have a seizure. Like, really?
It does. It makes me want to have a seizure. It's like...
And the actual album art we have on the website, it's a little kind of distorted. It's a rescaled image, but like if you go to the actual website for the CD, it's just like,
whoa, like all these lines, and you're just
it's
looking
like
at
this
it
image
like
jumps at your face with like little knives and just like stabs you in the eye, like repeatedly.
It stabs you in the cornea, and
yeah.
It's like this picture of this overlaid picture of a bomb. It looks like a bomb, anyways.
It's a bomb, yeah. It's really
like, it's looking at you, but it's like all these lines, and it's black and white, and it's like, oh, grand mal seizure, oh no.
Yeah, really, it's pretty, like, nasty looking. Anyway, album's coming out August 6th in Japan. It doesn't, there's nothing on the North American website about it yet. You know, they might, decide
Play
to put
Asia
it up
for the win.
There. So, you know, yeah, hit up the usual importing sites like Play Asia, and I'm sure you can,
Play Asia's great for
yeah,
that.
Yeah,
kind
they
of
are. They should, like, pay us for plugging them so much.
They should! Maybe we should talk to them. Anyways.
Yeah.
Next in the news, under PFA News, we have Elsie Dose's new volume of the Fresh Noob Perspective.
Talking about skill ups.
Pretty cool, yeah, it's talking about skill ups. It's basically, if I only knew then what I know now.
I only got B's in English, then that ain't not bad.
Lol. So, check it out. It's volume 3. It's the third installment of an ongoing series. Elsie Dose is a good writer, so it's worth a read.
Now,
so.
We're always looking for Writers Guild content, too, so if you got
Absolutely.
Anything, let
yeah,
us know.
Yeah, it could be fan fiction, it could be poems, it could be whatever
Anything.
You want. Yeah, man, we would love to put your work on our front page and
hope you get it out to people.
Absolutely. Right. Speaking of poems,
Yeah, we got another one of those.
Coming soon here.
Yeah.
Coming up. Stay tuned.
We'll get to that in email. Actually, yeah, we got a lot of kind of creative stuff this week.
Yeah, we did, didn't we?
Which is pretty cool.
I'm excited. I'm very excited.
Yeah.
Super excited, Fusion X.
Super duper super excited.
Mm-hmm. All right. So that was really all the news that we had,
really,
per se.
Not a whole lot.
So
we know Summer Breeze is coming up soon.
End of the month
Summer
here.
Breeze. It should be coming up.
Couple weeks.
E3 is actually going to be, by the time this gets out, it'll be today. So if there, you know, I don't think there's going to be anything 11 related.
I think E3 is going to be lame this year.
It was lame last year. It was in terms of 11, it was good last year because they had Pico and Ganyman with the dev interview. That was kind of nice, but I think E3 is just pretty much gone.
Dude, E3 used to be so exciting, but now it's like, meh. Yeah. Because it's not just everybody can go anymore. You know, it used to be like, you know, if you want to go, you just go and buy a ticket.
And that was the issue, too, before. Like, a whole bunch of people could go, and the journalists couldn't get into new games, so.
True. I think there was a better way of doing that other than, you know, shutting the doors to everybody.
Yeah.
I think
Square Enix is. I think they're doing their little press thing at like 12:30 Monday. So check that out. I'm sure you know if you find out anything.
Something just came to me. What if Square puts something out there on the new MMO they're making?
That, can I? I was going to get to that, dude.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You got to steal my thunder.
You didn't say anything to me. So I didn't know. That stuff comes to me,
all right,
and then right, I gotta say, I gotta shout it because you know I'm just trying to be me.
Okay.
And I gotta call him like I see him.
Anyway.
I'm not trying to hold you down. I'm just saying.
Like Square Enix, they came out with their official like list of things that they were going to show at E3 this year. You know, there was things like Infinite on Discovery, Last Remnant, the Star Ocean games for PSP and the 360, Final Fantasy IV, Chrono Trigger DS, and then they're showing their iPod game, which is one thing that is kind of annoying. Like, you do E3 to show stuff that you're working on that's going to be coming out to
generate hype.
Don't show something that's already out. That's wasting our time. Like, we don't care about the iPod game. Like, we didn't even know you were making it. And it came out, and like, I can't imagine that many people downloaded it, really. But that's just me. I'm sure there's like 20 people out there listening like to us on their iPod while playing
like
Peggle or something.
Awesome.
Like, dude, iPod games, yeah. But anyway, you know, so there was no mention at all of Final Fantasy 13
White Engine or anything like that.
White Engine is Crystal Tools now.
Oh yeah, that's
right. And then the code name for the new MMO is Rapture. So there was no mention of all of these. Doesn't necessarily mean they aren't talking about them. They might just kind of throw them out and be like, "Hey guys, you know." We haven't heard anything about 13 for quite a while. There was an interview.
That's
I can't remember
funny,
when it
though.
Was. It was a while back, but they said that you know the Crystal Tool should be ready to be shown off pretty soon. You know, just at least something. So I'm hoping you know it'll either probably be here or like Tokyo Game Show.
Yeah, when is Tokyo Game Show?
I cannot remember. It's not for a while though. I don't think.
Is it like the fall? I thought it was the fall.
It might be fall.
Like September-ish.
I can totally like Google it.
Let's see how long it takes Fusion to check
October.
It out.
October.
Oh, wow. That was pretty quick.
Dude,
I was going to start
Google,
counting down.
Google for the win, dude. Yeah, it's going to be October 9th through the 12th. So.
Okie dokie, then. There you have it.
So if we don't hear anything now, if they don't show anything at TGS, that's like, they have to. Like, really, there's no really other... as a company, like, you're trying to make, Final Fantasy, it's, like, their biggest thing, and you go so long without saying anything about it, and people are going to be like, okay, what's up with this? But their new MMO, I think, is what I'm more interested in at this point. You know, we know you know, they're doing a couple different types of Final Fantasy 13 games.
It's Concerto Gate, and it's actually like, it's all just Concerto Gate. And that's all it is. That's what they've been working on. Have you been playing it?
No, I haven't. The closed beta, I think, is ending today. So I could care less. Like I couldn't get into it.
Fusion was like elite 75, level 75.
Dude, I was like a level 3 dude that poked stuff with a pole and was like weakened half the time. Like I didn't know what was going on. Like it put me in a different kind of perspective because it's like, you know, you start up like Final Fantasy, like you don't know what's going on. You're a complete noob, and like I got into Concerto Gate, I didn't know what was going on. Mm-hmm. Of course, like either did anybody else because it was like a beta. So,
right.
You know, it was, you know, it'll be free, so it might be nice just to mess around in. But so yeah, hopefully we'll hear something about that.
Yeah, I gotta give a shout out to Rylus. I guess he has XP, and I guess the Concerto Gate beta doesn't work on, or I'm sorry, Vista.
No, it doesn't.
And it doesn't work on Vista, so he gave me his login info, and I totally didn't log into it and check it out.
You probably still got a couple hours if you really, really wanted to.
Nothing works in Vista.
Yeah. Nothing works in Vista. That's true.
This is just kind of there.
Vista is actually really disappointing, but that's a different podcast.
That's a whole... That's a whole nother ball
anyway,
game, right?
Anyways. Right. Yeah. So, in-game.
Yeah.
As always, we will start with our guest. So, Sev. Now, a little background before we get into in-game with Sev. Sev used to be on the Kujata server with me. Ooh. Well, back.
Yeah, back when servers first opened, I moved over to Kujata. Ended up joining Big Mike Shoulder demo, doing a bunch of end game stuff over there before moving on.
I remember seeing demo a while back.
Yeah, we were pretty much hated. We've blown about that.
Lol. Alright, so what have you been doing in game, man? Lakshmi server.
Recently, I moved over to Lakshmi with a bunch of friends that I had met on Kujata. Actually went on vacation this past week. I went up, took a week off from work, went up to visit some family up in Maine, but, just got a few, Fafners, a few KVs, got a couple server berths.
Listen to them. Got a couple servers, you know, got a couple KVs, nothing too big. I'm sitting there, I would
farming,
like, oh my god.
Farming servers.
Yeah, just before, the podcast, did some, Dynamis, Sandy, got my bar hat finally.
Nice.
So, been a good and short week, though.
Man, I would kill to do some KVs.
Move over to Lakshmi.
Yeah, yeah.
Leave Bahamut behind.
Move over to Lakshmi, move over to Carbuncle.
Dude, once Bahamut, Bahamut is really where it's at, though. So even though
I can't complain. Like, I mean, when you look at it at one end, it's like, okay, there's all of this gear that you would want, but at the same time, like, you just want a fun experience, you know? Like, if you get the gear, okay, but if you're having fun, I think that's the bigger part. Like, okay, my Link Shell doesn't... You know, very rarely, like, we might go after, like a Behemoth or an Animantoise if someone's looking for the Black Belt item. But, I mean, I think we tried KV, like, one time, and we hadn't done it before, so we wiped, and... That was kind of that, like, no one's really been after it. But, I don't know.
Yeah,
we haven't been really into Kings. Like, we just don't have, I don't think we have enough people to do it. Or enough people that, you know, are on at one time that's not, like, a scheduled event that would be like, hey, this is up, let's go kill it. And, like, five people
would
be like,
what is KV again? King Vinegroon?
King Vinegroon drops the Ace of Helm.
Ace of Helm.
I need that.
Nice.
Yeah, it's always finding a good mix of people that you really enjoy playing with and, you know, having the drive to get out there and you know camp Kings and camp the longer windows like Kim. So just finding that perfect mix.
This is true. Cool, man. Anything else? Just laid low last week.
Laid low for me, at least.
I can't wait to have my vacation, dude. Oh, man. I think it's my vacation this year is going to be
August.
Munja.
Yeah, when is that, dude? I need to
Munja's
get over there.
Munja's coming down. August 13th, Munja will be down. and we were actually kind of tossing around the idea of driving up to Chicago and hanging out.
Should totally do it.
Should like totally, totally do it. It's like a 6 hour drive though, man. It's like that's a beast. Although with me and Munja, it probably would be pretty quick.
Yeah.
Okay, but. Well, my wife would feel left out too. Cause
just bring everybody. Just like road trip, man.
Holy crap! Just throw everybody in the van.
Actual PFA road trip.
You get like throw a cabinet in the trunk for the babies, you know.
A chest of drawers.
Yeah, you just put the kids in there and put some like bubble wrap or something so they don't get bruised up on the way over.
Just throw everybody in the van and take a road trip up to Chi-Town.
Yeah.
Yeah, but then I'd want to go, like, drinking and...
Well, see, that's the beauty of it. Like, we just take the kids over, like, Sammy's, and, like, we just all put them in, like, a bunch of drawers, and we'll give them, like, DS's and stuff. They'll be fine for a few hours.
Nice.
I'm going to tell her about this episode. She's going to kill me.
Like, hey, Sammy, will you babysit Sammy, babysit our kids.
No, she'd come out with us. We just, like, put him in a drawer. Oh. Like, her dog could watch him.
Okay.
This is PFA, not, like, parenting tips, in case anyone is confused.
Parenting tips 101 by PFA. Before we go too far down that road, let us continue with our endgame.
Yeah, really.
So, Sev, anything else you've been doing recently? Or leveling your Beastmaster, I hope?
No, my Beastmaster is currently sitting at 28.
That's the way it should be.
Supposed to level with a friend who never logged on again. You know, he scared him away.
Sucky. We should level Beastmaster. He's like, I don't know who you are anymore.
That's funny.
Yeah, that's why I said it.
All right. So, all right. Well, I guess I'll go then. I leveled Beastmaster. I'm almost level 72.
Dude, you could like level in campaign faster, man.
Well, we're slowing down a little bit because we're taking some time to do some farming because there's a lot of stuff at endgame that we really want.
What kind of stuff are you guys going after?
Going after a couple of man eaters, some tatami shields. Okay. I think we're going for woodvilles.
Yeah.
Dusk gloves, dusk feet.
Dude, dusk gloves, man. Right now is the time to buy them.
Yeah?
200K.
Yeah, I got mine for like 1.5 million back in the day.
Yo, man.
Holy crap, dude.
I remember hobbies at like 6.5 mil and like 200K.
Dude, the Vermilion cloak.
Yeah,
was 20 mil on Kujata at one point.
I remember that, yeah.
20 mil?
Somebody had bought one for a friend of mine.
I had one in my possession when it was 20 mil, and I did not sell it because I was like, I don't want to get rid of my Vermilion, and I don't even have it anymore. I don't want to get rid of my Vermilion. Look, it's sweet. Gives me refresh as a paladin, Go ahead.
I got my original Scorpion Harness for like 8.5 million gil, and then get my plus one for like 500k.
Yeah.
After deflation.
It's like an antique.
It is. Oh, one other thing that I did forget is we got one of the Link Shell leaders in my my Link Shell. He finally got his Valor surcoat. He had already had his D ring and everything else.
Oh,
he
just
couldn't get his surcoat. They finally got his surcoat last week.
Nice.
Very cool. I want that. That'd be cool to have.
Welcome to the club.
That would be cool to have.
You need to do like Beastmaster Dynamis, dude.
Dude, I think we're gonna do that.
Really?
I think we're gonna try.
That'd be cool.
If we can. I don't know. Is it possible? I've never done Dynamis.
There might be a chance that like
you'd have to use jugs. Jugs are kind of weak.
But you've said that you like jugs, so it's okay.
I do. I love jugs.
But I don't know. Like you might be able to pair up with like a if there's like a Link Shell that just does Dynamis.
Yeah,
you might be able to work something out. I don't know.
You could run all beats Dynamis. It could be possible. Takes a little bit of planning.
Yeah.
Mm. Is there anybody out there that has done all Beast Dynamis? I would definitely like to know about that.
I think Kieran or something.
I don't think I've ever heard of anybody doing all Beast Dynamis. I mean,
you could do it. It might be a little slow, depending on how many people you got. But I mean, you could probably be able to kill some stuff at least. Like, I just don't know if you'd be able to make up the 1 mil for the hourglass to get in.
Yeah,
that's the important part.
Well,
especially if you know you're just getting into that stuff. You know, 1 mil is still a lot of money.
But they're changing it.
Eventually. We're gonna change it in, like, you know, 3 years later.
Another 3 years.
The next expansion pack will just be, like, Final Fantasy XI lowered hourglass prices.
Oh.
I think this is the new content. Enjoy.
Do we have any word that they're making another? Any working on any other ideas to make another expansion?
They, you know, they still need to... They said that Ottergon for the most part is finished, but there's still stuff missing in there, I think.
As long as people keep buying them, they'll keep making them.
Yeah, that's what they've said, so...
Yeah, well, you know, you would do the same thing, I'm sure.
Of course, I don't know. There's a point where, you know, people keep playing it and they keep doing content, and then there's a point where people are still playing it and they're not making any money off of it too, so...
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. Who knows? Who knows?
Well, could you imagine life without Final Fantasy XI? Right now, just think, like...
That's life without PFA.
No. Yeah, but... Remember, after the servers go down, we're doing two more
episodes.
The two episodes will involve, like, signing online petitions or something just to make ourselves feel better. Sign this online petition to tell Square Enix to turn the servers back on.
Yeah. Oh, man. One of the funniest comments I think you made, Fusion, is... when we had, I think it was when we had Matt Hilton on, and you were like, the GMs have all gone and the people have started looting the NPC.
Yeah.
Oh, I think about that from
time to
time. You know,
we never did get any hate mail about you not liking Final Fantasy X either.
No, we didn't.
Hmm.
And I, you know, well, you know what? It's not that I didn't like it. It was that I really didn't feel, it really felt like I wasn't in control of the game because of there was so much.
It was extremely linear.
If you could have actually flown in
the airship, that would have made the game better.
Yeah, dude. Like, seriously, it was just like I was just moving the characters from one place to another so that I could get the next cutscene.
That's the next expansion pack. We can all, like, get our own, like, airships and stuff.
That'd be kind of sweet.
It would be, dude. Like, airship, like, warfare, dude.
Mid-air collision.
Be like, you know, pirates.
You know what, though? That's getting a little more into, like, Final Fantasy XII, and that's not a good thing. So let's just forget I said anything and move on.
Lol. So everybody makes fun of me for buying my bison gear for my beast.
Dude, they're like pajamas.
They are kind of like pajamas, but I like them.
It's like,
so I don't
you show up to Duo, it's like, dude, are you here to, like, play Beastmaster? Are you here for, like, a slumber party, dude?
Like, it's like, are you here to play Beastmaster, or are you going to build a teepee?
Dude, you know what, though? It's funny, I made that slumber party remark. Opie told me you fell asleep while Duoing.
Oh, God.
And he told me to bring that up.
Nice.
And I actually remember, so that's
nice.
Pretty cool. Nice.
Okay, so yeah, it was like, what, Wednesday, I think it was?
You're like, damn.
I fell asleep at my computer mid-fight. We engaged Adamel, and I fell asleep. And I fell asleep, actually, from awake to asleep in the time that it took for us to defeat the Adamel. And actually, we didn't even end up defeating it. Because I think my bird came uncharmed, and it killed me, and it killed him. It was just bad news. I felt so bad. I woke up, and we were in Bibiki Bay, and I woke up, and I'm just standing in Whitegate, and I'm like, what the hell? What happened? And I just, like, I didn't even stop to think about it. I just went to bed, and then I woke up later on, and I'm still standing in white gay, and I'm like, wait a minute, I must have died back there.
Oh, man.
Something must have happened.
It reminds
me, I had to have died. And I didn't know that Opiate also was killed during that whole thing, and I was like, I hope you don't hate me because I fell asleep last night. I was like, and then I felt even worse than when I found out that he died.
Yeah. It reminds me of there was this one time where a couple people in my link shell, they were looking to do salvage, but it was getting kind of late, and I'd gone to bed, and apparently they had decided to do it. It was like the middle of the night. It was like 3 in the morning. And they went into salvage, and of course, one of the guys, he'd been having some beverage, and so like they get up to the boss, they get into the room, and he's like, okay, nobody, you know, like it's getting kind of late, don't fall asleep, like, you know, we're almost done, and like right after he said that, he totally just passed out, like right in front of the boss.
Oh no.
Yeah, I came back the next morning, and I'm like, did you guys ever do that? They're like, yeah, and then he fell asleep in front of the chariot. I'm like, what?
Dude, I gotta get checked for narcolepsy. Because that would not be the first time that I fell asleep on opiate. And it's so messed up, because, like, we've been duoing since level 37. And, like, it's like, I think I've fallen asleep on them, like, 3 or 4 times.
It wouldn't be a problem if you weren't wearing those stupid, like, bison pajamas, dude.
You know, because they're so comfy that I just...
Yeah, you're just kind of like... I
can't help it, you know? And the shoes are just so comfortable.
And like Silk Beastmaster undies you get.
And the hat with the feathers and stuff, and...
That's what it is.
I don't care what anybody says. I look damn good in those pajamas. Opiate's like, oh, you look like a girl. Yeah, I have to thank Opiate for being patient with me, because, you know, I have an erratic play schedule, you know, like, I'll be on... I play from about 11 p.m. until about 3 a.m. or so, and, you know, he's like, playing all during the day and stuff, and he could have left me long, long ago and have been 75 by now.
You guys could probably, like, just, like, hit up campaign. Like, I mean...
I hate doing campaign. Like, what ends up happening is that if we do campaign together, he always gets way more experience than me.
And you know why?
Why?
Because you don't do enough campaign and you haven't ranked up enough.
Do you get... Well, I don't think he's ranked up either.
He is if he's getting...
He's more experience?
He's either doing a lot more than you are, or he's got higher rank.
Do you get more experience the higher rank you are?
I believe you do.
Jeez. Yeah, every new... like, the medals give you more. Every time you get 4 levels in a campaign,
like,
you get up.
A lot more?
Yeah.
A decent chunk, yeah.
Huh. I'm
telling you, dude.
You gotta tell me how to get ranked up in that.
You do a ton of campaign battles and do all the campaign ops you can.
I've never done any campaign ops.
There's some that are ridiculously easy. There's one where all you do is walk around town, look for like a little targetable thing on the ground, you click it, and that's it. Yeah.
Lol.
What city are you affiliated with in the past?
Right now, Sandoria. Ember,
right now, the best thing to do is move over to Windy, since, like, they can't defend their, like, Saruta for crap, so, like, Windurst Waters is constantly under attack. It's like, you can just sit there and, like, every, like, you know, maybe not even, like, 5 minutes after one ends, like, another one will start. So you can just sit there and just do campaign battles. Like, some people hate it, like, the Sigil NPC and the Teleport NPC disappear during the battle, but, like... Whatever, like, if there's battles here all the time, I don't need to go anywhere.
Well, you gotta help me finish off that orc first.
Orc. You don't need to have that done before you can switch nations or anything.
Yeah, I know, but I want to. I'm like, that one fight away from finishing the...
That orc is evil.
It is
evil.
Dude,
I soloed that with zero problem, and then you go over there, and we just, like twice just owned us.
Yeah, dude.
Hey, you gotta Paladin Red Mage it with a new Reflect spell for Reprisal. You can sit there and solo it pretty easy.
You don't, you can't charm gnolls, can you?
No. Unfortunately, that would be sweet if you could, because those are a beast.
Well, and there's a bunch of those around the area.
I could depop them, but...
Yeah,
depopping doesn't last for very long.
Get
like,
Get you an opiate out there, and you could probably duo it, man.
Perhaps.
What level are those gnolls? Could you, like, level off them, maybe?
Those things are a bitch, man.
Just don't fight them, like, under a full moon.
They heal like crazy.
That's dependent on the moon phase, though.
Is it?
Yeah, if it's new moon, they only heal for like 100. You know, like nothing at all. Full moon, they heal for like 2k.
Nothing at all?
Ruffle.
Anyway.
But in... Right. So, stop Fusion X, what have you been doing in-game, man?
I think last week I talked that I was leveling my monk a little bit. I got that to 19 and I stopped. Like, I don't know if it was just bad experiences with parties or I just couldn't get into the job or whatever, but I stopped playing it. And I picked up Dark Knight and I've been actually liking it so far. I got it up to 21. So we'll see how far I can take it before I either just completely get annoyed with it or just don't care. But I don't know, so far I'm enjoying the job. We did Dynamis Windurst and I got the Dark Knight Relic Hands, so I'm like 2 for 5 on Dark Knight AF and I can't even wear it yet. So it's kinda
nice.
It's kinda funny. I'll just have like a whole mannequin with Dark Knight AF and I won't be able to wear it. that's what I should do. I'll just get like 20 mannequins and I'll just get the AF from like every job.
Dude, you wouldn't be able to do that.
Yeah, it'd be too much inventory space.
Yeah.
That'd be cool, though.
It would be kind
of
cool.
That'd be creepy to walk into a mog house. It's just, like, rows of mannequins of, like, every job. Oh, man.
It would be, like, the Hall of Jobs.
Yeah, right. Is that, like, Steve Jobs, like, Fortress of Solitude?
No. Not quite.
I thought it was funny. Logged in today, and I guess Zolotl, he's the Lich guy in the Ottawa Chasm. I guess he was up, so we went and killed him and got the Bandamusha Kote. So that was pretty nice.
Cool.
Yeah. What was that? Did Bahamut version 2 finally. My link shell has done this a bunch of times, but like something always comes up when it's like scheduled. Like right as we're getting together, like I'll have to head out or something like that. Something comes up. So last night I finally was able to stay for it, which is. It really wasn't anything, like, huge. It's pretty much the same as the first Bahamut fight. You just go in and zerg it, and it's over in, like, 30 seconds. But, it was fun to finally get a chance to do that. And then... what else did I do? We did Omega, which went really well. We had the head, hands, and a body drop, so now our paladin is 5 for 5 on Homom. That's pretty sweet. Shout out to Maystorm for getting that.
Nice.
Yeah, I'm uber jealous. I totally want that body boost. What else did I do? I know there's something else.
Got your piano CD in the mail.
I got my piano CD. Yeah.
Good stuff. And you're gonna give me your.
I don't know. Chin was offered me some money for it.
I will kill you.
I'm kidding. I wouldn't do that unless she offered more money. let's see. I know there's something else. Oh, yeah. Last night, I don't know. It was just one of those weird nights. I was just talking to the Link Shell for like the whole night. We were just on vent, just talking. And while we were doing that, we're just randomly like having our guys fighting Pancration. So I got my Mandy up to like level 48 now.
Nice.
I think the cap for those is like 50, so it's almost done. I can almost like get a hat that's like 5,000 jetons. That's a ridiculous amount of fighting.
Isn't it the Lamia hat? Is that what it is?
Well, there's the Beastman hats. Like there's the Lamia, the Keeker, and the Troll, or the Mamma Jaw. So I think I'm gonna get the Keeker, and like me and my friend that were doing it, we're like, dude, we should get like matching hats.
The Keekern hat is pretty cool, though.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, the Mamul Jaw hat, it's... I think I've said this before. It's very, interesting looking.
Yeah, it is.
The Lamy one's my aunt. The troll one looks like a homeless person, like murder people and like use their skin to make a hat.
No.
Yeah. I'll probably get that. I'll probably be able to get that either tonight or next couple days.
How many Jettons do you have?
I have like 4,700.
Oh.
So the hats are 5,000, but I still want to save some for pitchers and all that for ZNMs. ZNMs. Killed the Merit again a couple times today. I don't even need anything from it. I'm just using it to get the item to be able to pop a tier 3. So
cool.
I hope that we can get the Mamul Ja one killed and we'll be able to get a Hydra set completed. So that would be really cool to do. I really want to get that in Kivu's harness for my Dancer. That'd be really nice. But, I think that's all I've done.
Nice. Cool, man.
Yeah.
Enjoying the ZNM stuff.
Dude, it's fun, you know? I mean, it's not really what we were expecting, I don't think, like, in terms of, like an Otter Gun, like, endgame kind of thing. Like, you know, I don't think anyone even knew that they were thinking about doing something like this. It's like, they came out with, like, there was Assault, which doesn't even necessarily need to be, like, an endgame kind of thing, because you can do that. You can cap them at level 50. And then, you know, you got, like, your Salvage and Einargar and, you know, It's like, all right. And then they come out with this whole, like, huge, like, ZNM system, and it's like, okay, you know, there's like, this whole new thing to kind of explore and check out, so.
That's cool, though.
There's a lot of good items in there, so.
Excellent. All right.
Yeah.
Sweet. Well, I guess if you're done, then that brings us into our roundtable. Now, this week on Roundtable, we are going to discuss our speculation on Wings of the Goddess endgame material and whether or not it will be providing us areas in which we can, you know...
Basically, the way we were stuff. Talking about it... or when you're kind of thinking of the idea, it was okay. With Rise of the Xylarch, you have Sky. COP has right. C and Limbus, which kind of goes along in that. And then you look at what Otter Gan has, and like they just released, you know, the ZNM thing. You could probably maybe throw Salvage is kind of, you know, there are a few little things that you can do. That was what I think is why Otter Gan was my favorite expansion, is because there's a lot of stuff to do. And you know, making it like the assaults thing, making it available to lower levels, that was really nice.
Yeah.
You know, even though I think the majority of people that are really into it are, you know, at 75, but I'm sure there's groups out there that do it at, you know, level 50.
True.
Or 60 or whatever. I think we're going to brainstorm with some ideas and see what we're expecting from Wings of the Goddess, if it's going to be... like a big NN kind of system, or if it's going to be just, you know, an area where you kill NMs, or, you know.
Okay, so this idea was brought up by Sev, so why don't we let Sev give us a little bit of what he thinks is going to happen.
Alright, like, well, we already know we have seen the Sandworm. It's able to swallow people now. We have like, our normal, like, kind of king system like that we have with the Zildar King. Mm-hmm. We also have, you know, the Ixon, the longer window that we kind of saw with TOAU. We were talking about this in actually Blue Requiem, the social link shows on Cerberus, and they were talking about, if you've seen the latest cutscenes in the mission, they show you different versions of the cities.
Yeah.
In that little cutscene and the little thing. A lot of people are talking about...
shouldn't say too much about that, though.
Yeah, I know. I'm not going to try and spoil
If you
anything.
Haven't done the new missions, go do them, like, right now.
Yeah, the cutscenes are amazing.
Like, I think I was talking about them right when they came out. Like, I just kept saying they're good for, like, 5 minutes or something. Like, they're fantastic. Go do them, like, right now.
Well, I have to beat that stupid freaking orc first. So, let's do it.
You orc. Always comes
go,
back.
Go help him tonight, Fusion.
I don't want to kill the orc.
But without spoiling anything, there's basically, if you think of it like Dynast, you have different versions of the current cities. And a lot of us talk about what if those become the where you raid, it'd be actually, you know, a cool little update on Dynamis, like a system where you could possibly see, you know, your new relics as well. You could possibly see, you know, AF2 for Blue, which people have been, you know, complaining about since they introduced Blue Mage into the game, as well as, you know, the Scholar versions. That's what I'm basically going on with, you know, the end game speculation. But you're also looking at the ZNM. The ZNMs were completely out of the ballpark. It gave me something that we've never thought about before.
Mm-hmm. One idea I had with the ZNMs, too, is they added them into Ottergon, not Wings of the Goddess, which is kind of leading me to think, you know, their thought process is, you know, they've obviously, you know, worked on it. They had it planned for a while, probably, but they're like, we'll toss it into this expansion. We'll see how it goes. And depending on how well it's received, maybe we'll do something similar for Wings of the Goddess, maybe.
Yeah, kind of how the Besiege was the groundwork for campaign battles.
Right, yeah, exactly. You know, they have an idea, they try, you know, they're like, well, you know, a couple of years back, like campaign battles, PS2 limitations or something, we'll just do like we had in this one area for now. And, you know, they worked on that, they made adjustments, and they're like, okay, now, you know, this is how people are doing it, you know, this is how they're kind of playing through it, let's see how we can improve it.
So,
you know, I mean, I think it's the same idea kind of with, if you look at Limbus, that came out in COP. I think they looked at that as these kind of little runs you could do, and I think that may have been a small amount of groundwork for like assaults.
Right.
And then assaults, they're like, all right, this is nice, but you know, what if people can't get groups together? You know, what happens then? And then that kind of went into campaign ops.
Right.
So, I mean, there's definitely you can see progression through the expansion packs on how, what they've taken from a past one. And they've kind of tweaked it to make it different, but it's, you know, at the core, it's still very, very similar. It's like the ZNMs when that came out. You know, if more people get a certain pop item, like if people are getting the Merid pop item, for example, the more people that get it, the more points it costs, and the more difficult it's going to be. Just like if more people want Byakko and Sky, more people are going to be camping Despot, and it's going to be more difficult to obtain. You know, it's the exact same thing. It's just in a different way that we haven't seen it before.
True.
It's also nice to know they're not just throwing things in on a whim.
Yeah.
They actually have a plan about things.
So Wings of the Goddess. We know they're going to be adding more areas. The Northlands, Cass's Ball. I think Walk of Echoes is going to be in there eventually. If, you know, if there's just one endgame area for Wings of the Goddess, I don't know, Walk of Echoes seems like it might be a candidate for that.
Yeah, that's what I was kind of thinking.
I just want to walk around it. That area just looks really cool.
Yeah, it does.
One thing I know they had talked about in one of the interviews, I think they said that for Wings of the Goddess, there would be like a quote-unquote like headquarters in the past. So whether or not they were referring to just like, you know, the respective cities, or if they're going to open up Juno or, you know, Tavnazia.
They gotta open up Juno, man.
Tavnazia? If anyone from Square is listening, Tavnazia? Okay.
No, they're gonna open up Tavnazia.
They need to. They really, really.
They do.
Like,
they
you know what? That could be the endgame area. Like, I don't care. Like, seriously.
Tavnazia is
in one form. I want to go to Tavnazia when it's not a hole in the ground. Like, literally. I don't want to go to, like, a hole in the ground of people. They're like, ooh, Tavnazia now. It's like, no, you're not. You're a hole in the ground. Tavnazia was a lot cooler.
We're Tavnazia now. Oh, yes. That would be kind of cool. Like, to maybe play out, like, the big opening scene and battle.
That would be, yeah, I mean, like, really, if you watch the opening video, like, you're looking at, like, Besieged, or you know, like, a campaign battle.
Which is
leading me to wonder how long they had the idea for that. You know, like, you can tell by looking at some of the expansion packs, like, COP, they knew they were gonna do, like, when the game came out.
Right.
You know, I don't know if that was the case with Ottergon or with Wings, you know, I don't know how far ahead they've planned. But, I mean, you know, they definitely know what they want to do with this game. And I'm, you know, I'm hoping that eventually in this expansion we might see Tabnasia.
Fusion doesn't really want to see Tabnasia.
I do. Like, seriously, just... like, you could go, like, in the, like, present day and, like, blow up all the cities and, like, open up Tabnasia, and I wouldn't care. Like, I'd be like, sweet. They wouldn't do that, but, I mean...
That would be kind of cool, though.
Yeah, I think that would be definitely cool. I mean, there's also the option of, you know, they might add... I think one of the questions I would ask the dev team is... We know that they're going to be opening up areas like the Glacier and Zarkabar and Castle's Wall in the past. But what about those areas in the past that aren't accessible in the present? Like, you know, you have Grauberg, the Inlet, and the Fort. You know, there's actually an NPC in Winders talking about how, you know, why won't they open, like, the Fort back up? Like, you know, they should, like, redo, you know, they should rebuild it or something. You know, maybe that's kind of hinting at, like, they may open that up and it might have some kind of role to play. Like, and that actually makes me think of another idea. Like, what if Wings of the Goddess, like, endgame is you just do stuff, you know, like, what if there's something going on in Fort Karugo Narugo, but it's like, what if it's in the present? You know, that could be something that they could just totally throw at us, like the ZNM system.
Hmm.
I mean, as long as it's not, like, more giant worms that eat people, like, I'm good. That was kind of, it's you know, it's kind of a weird.
You, like, go to the inlet and there's, like, nothing there in the future.
But, you know, it's, but at the same time, you're like, why can't I go there? Like, it's like when you go into, to Grauberg in the past, there's actually a location where you can see the Crag of Dem. And you're like,
wait, in where?
In Grauberg.
Oh, in Grauberg.
There's a little cliff, and if you look down, the freaking, there it is, like, the Crag of Dem, right there, that's the Highlands. And you're like, I want to...
I never seen that.
There. Yeah, it's kind of a pain to get to. You gotta go past Hippogriffs and Wyverns. I mean, it's kind of cool how, you know, they kind of are showing you where it is, like, hey, you know, we're in this area, Highlands is literally right there, you know, you can see it, but it's like, you know, why can't you get there in the present? You know, it sounds like, okay, the fort is destroyed, but what about the inlet or Grauberg? I don't know.
Hmm. Yeah.
I wonder... have you
Uh-oh.
Seen... I keep going back to the fort.
Here it comes.
I keep going back to Fort Karugo Narugo. I don't know if you remember. I think they've been floating around for a while. There were screenshots of, like, what looked to be, like, a soccer field. In, like,
oh, yeah.
It looked like it might have been set in the fort. What if they do open up the fort again and they use it for some type of PvP?
That would be kind of cool. Or, like, yeah.
As long as it's not, like, Ballista or Brenner, like, in game.
What's Brenner?
Just be Brenner all over again.
I don't know. It's, you know, it looks like there's, you know, the NPC talks about it in Windurst, and, you know, there is this couple of screenshots in the model viewer, or the area viewer rather, showing, like, this kind of soccer field thing. Like, I think that they might make it available.
I remember
in the
seeing
present.
That.
I think they might do it. Mm-hmm. Maybe we'll hear more about this from the Premier Site Summit in a couple of weeks. Who knows?
Yeah, we'll have Ganyman keep an eye out.
What do you think for endgame Wings of the Goddess? Like, what do you think they're going to do? Or what would you like to see happen?
I don't know. The Walk of Echoes looks really, really cool. Like, I can see that maybe playing a role in some sort of endgame scenario.
Yeah.
But also Tabnasia, only because... You know, we know it was a huge thing there.
Yeah.
A huge battle.
Definitely. I mean, it's...
So, like, you know, like, the final... Like, you would almost see, like, Tabnasia being the final hurrah, you know, like, as far as battles are concerned before the Shadow Lord goes down, you know? So, like, as far as Wings of the Goddess is concerned... You know, that, you know,
right.
Might be end, you know what I mean?
The way the storyline going, I mean, if you look at the storyline that we know, like, it doesn't look like the Battle of Tabnasia has happened yet. And so,
okay.
I mean, you know, we know what happens. You know, it's in the opening video, you know. So, you know, we know that's going to happen, but, you know, they could always pull a, you know, a curveball on us and be like, well, because people are time traveling and stuff, they, like, messed up, like, the space-time continuum, and, you know, they can totally pull something crazy like that.
It's still, it's also addressed in the Sandy storyline of what exactly happened.
Yeah, yeah.
Right at the end of that battle, so they have to address it before they address what happens to the Shadow Lord.
Mm-hmm. And I believe that in the Sandorian, like, the storyline quest, I believe, I can't remember if it actually mentioned Tavnazia, but it referenced something that had to do with what led up to it, like, how it kind of happened. And so, I mean, they're starting to, like, they're hinting at it a little bit in that storyline, but I don't know, man. Like, I'd love to see Tavnazia.
It would be cool. Join us in our discussion on our forums. Let us know what you think.
I'm not done.
Oh, you're not?
No.
Oh, I'm so titty.
One other thing I wanted to bring up is, you know, the last couple updates, they added some NMs. Most recent one, they added, like, the sandworm, like, the BCs, which I think, I don't know, Sev, you do a lot of the kings and stuff. Do you think those are the kings for Wings of the Goddess?
They very well could be. I haven't done too much. We got a lantern worm with, like, six people, and it didn't fare out so well, but they're on par with, like, what kings were when they first introduced kings.
Yeah.
They were really hard at the beginning. They're not, we've kind of, you know, figured out little ways around them, but it could definitely very well be.
And I think
what the king system is.
I think one thing too that occurred to me, which it seems really obvious looking at it now, but you look at you know, camps like Nidhogg and you know, the more popular ones like that, and there's always issues with, you know, stealing mobs and stuff like that. And with the sandworm thing, they totally solved that. Like, that's no longer an issue.
There is no MPK.
Yeah, like, that's a good way to do it. It's kind of an unusual way to do it, but I mean, you know.
And you already have the difficulty with people running Ixon off on other Link shows.
Right.
So,
yeah.
It can be kind of fun after, like, 3 hours chasing them down.
I don't know. I'm sure they'll be adding more NMs and stuff as they move along, but I don't know. There's a lot of stuff they could do. I think, though, one of the cooler things to do would be look at, you know, what they've done in the past and, you know, see where they've taken it. You know, we talked about Limbus going into assaults to campaign ops, besieged to campaign battles. You know, I think it'll definitely share some core traits from stuff from previous expansion packs.
Yeah.
So it'll be pretty interesting to see what they come up with, I think.
Huh.
I'm done now.
Okay. Let us know what you guys think, because the possibilities are endless.
Yeah.
Possibilities are endless, because it could have something to do with Juno, it could have something to do with Tavnazia, it could have something to do with the Wings of the Goddess Northlands. I mean, who knows?
Yeah.
So let us know what you think in our forums.
For a while. Like, at this point, I think if they add Ottergon Relic, they're also going to just add the Wings jobs, too. Because, you know, you have Dynamis for, you know, the 15 other jobs for their AF. You know, I can't imagine they'd want to think up of a system for, like, three jobs and then another system for two jobs. I think at this point, like, they can just kind of put them together and say, whatever, here's your crap, stop bugging us. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, you know, messing around with the past, they could easily pull something like, oh, you know, people went back in time and something, here's Blue Mage Relic. I'm like, alright, whatever, like, it doesn't need to even make sense. Like, people won't care. They just want the Blue Mage Relic. I think
watch the Blue Mage Relic come out, and it's going to look so
epic. Well, I think the problem with that is, I think they stalled on AF when the original game came out.
They did.
Didn't they? I mean,
yeah.
And I think they've probably just gotten better with it over the years. They look and see how people are playing the jobs, and they make the AF accordingly. You know, they... You know, Ottergon and Wings AF, like, the AF is, there's some really, really great pieces in there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you look at, you know, look at like Dragoon or something, you know, it's like, okay, well, the helm is decent and maybe the hands, everything else is kind of crap. But, you know, compare that to like, you know, Scholar AF. And, you know, I see a lot of Scholars in almost full AF like all the time because there's you know, a lot of good stats on there. So I think they might just be having a problem of trying to think of something, you know, because a relic is supposed to be like an upgraded piece, like something even better. It's like, well, these right, are already exactly. so good, you know, what else are you going to do?
And Blue Mage is so dynamic that you can do a lot of different things with it. So, you know, I might use Blue Mage one way, and you use it a different way. And, you know, making one set of AF, you know, would only satisfy those, you know,
I think, yeah, that's plays it issue. That one way. I even with Puppet Master, you know, Puppet Master, Blue Mage, and, like, Scholar, they're capable of doing a bunch of different stuff. Puppet Master mainly with the automaton and the different attachments and frames, but with Blue Mage you can equip different spells and stuff with
right exactly
you know, with Scholar if you use different arts and you'd use a different sub job. I mean, there's just so many possibilities there that it's gotta be a pain to try and think of you know, a piece of armor with stats that could try to benefit
satisfy
all of
everybody
those.
Yeah, yeah. Totally. Totally. All right. Well,
that
we
was,
could go
that
on.
Was a,
we
that
could
was
go
a
on
good talk
forever
right
on that.
We had ourselves that a good was, talk.
That was a good. I need a cigar now.
Not even a cigarette, just a cigar.
All right. So, yeah, let us know what you guys think in our forums. We'll pop
definitely,
up.
Yeah,
from the forum or not from the forums, our roundtable.
Yeah.
Forum threads.
I'm really looking forward to this one. Like, I'm feeling some good discussion from this. Like.
Pumped.
Yeah.
Word. All right. So let's go to our emails, shall we?
We had a bunch this week.
Yes, we did. We're not even going to get to them. We're not even going to get to them all.
Like 1 week we'll have a couple emails. Next week we have like a bajillion in our inbox.
Our first email comes from someone who doesn't really identify themselves, although we have them listed as quote-unquote Adrian. So they say, "Hey Fusion, I love your show and what you're doing. I also want to say that I cannot tell you how happy I am to have found a fellow Derg that is as famous as you are." Myself, I'm a level 40 Taru Derg with a gimped Blue Mage sub job.
Oh, Taru Dergs and AF are awesome looking. There's like little spiky cripple things that walk around with like big toothpicks.
They're bouncing grapes. They're bouncing grapes.
Bouncing spiky grapes.
Cool. But my war is up to date. I was just thinking, do you by any chance play on the Carbuncle server? Because I think I heard something like it in one of the shows. If you do, I would very much like to add you to my friends list, if that would be okay. Once more, I love you guys. Keep up the good work.
I actually do not. Chin plays on Carbuncle. Me, Steak, are on Instagram, Bahamut. You can actually still add me to the friends list, I think, through a Play Online viewer.
Yes, you can.
You gotta probably dig around a little bit to find that, but yeah, I'm on Bahamut. You can bug you can feel free to bug Chin though.
Yep. Chin, that's Chinchilla, CH.
Caro, Pet Food Alpha.
She would love it. Anyways, next email.
Still waiting for the Rocky reference.
You're still waiting for the what reference?
Hello?
Sev?
Yeah, Rocky reference. Sorry, I lagged out there.
Oh, the Rocky reference. Oh, okay. next email comes from Child of the Midgard server. He says, "Hey guys and gals, ever since I heard that tune playing in the background while you read the news, I loved it. It creates a very relaxing atmosphere while listening to the updates. Limit Break Radio plays music for some of their segments, and it adds greatly to the professionalism of their show."
That's a big word.
What? Professionalism?
I don't know.
Would you consider running more music into the background throughout your entire show, or maybe perhaps expand slightly on what you already do and add different varieties of music to your different segments. As all of you know, Final Fantasy XI music is godly, and it would be great to hear more of it on any Final Fantasy podcast. Time is valuable, so I want to thank each one of you and express that we, the fans, appreciate all the work and time that you wonderful people put into the show. Thank you. Signed, Child.
Mm-hmm. More music. I don't know, you think we can do that?
More music, less commercials. Pet food out.
We can try it.
We can play. Maybe. And then if you guys don't like it, we can always scale back.
I know, we got DJ Play School's selection of music. We've been talking to Luso a little bit. I think he's got some stuff on LDR. He's also working with the Vanadil Profiles team over there for Level Down. We can probably use some of his stuff. We'll add a little more in. We'll see what we can dig up. Let us know what you guys think.
Yeah, dude. Absolutely.
We totally do it.
Yeah. Next email comes from Dito. / Captain Jack Sparrow of Bahamut. He says, "Hey, PFA crew, what's with the randomness of sneaking and Viz?
Yeah, what gives with that?
Sometimes it lasts nearly a whole map, but others, it's but a mist. I also find myself thinking and writing in please use the international translator mode," which I think he meant please use the auto translator mode. "Do others feel the same way? I now say I use the international translator as a second language."
Dude, if they had a plugin for Skype that, like, where you could just tab and, like, auto-trans would come up, dude, oh my god. That'd be, like, the best invention ever. Like, it wouldn't even need to translate. It would just have, like, the word, like, green in brackets, and that would be, like, amazing.
Well,
someone out there needs to, like, make a plugin for Skype that does that.
I would like to see someone go through a day and speak in only auto-translate.
Oh, man.
Like, for the whole day.
I could probably pull it off, but I'd probably get, like, kicked out of the link shell.
No, I'm talking about in real life.
Oh, in real life, man? I would need to, carry around, a dictionary or something with all that terms.
You could totally carry a list and look down at the list when you wanted to say something. I'd love to see that. That would be so awesome.
It'd be interesting.
You could go to work and, like, say good morning. And thank you, and please assist.
And oh my God.
Please. You can say please. You can say, can I have it? You can say, you can say anything that's in the auto translate.
I want somebody out there to send us an email next week using only auto translate.
Oh, God.
I'll get right on that. I can do it.
You have been given your task. Get to work.
This will be hilarious because I'm going to be like...
Dude, it works well. They can totally talk about me since Fusion is totally an auto-trans, so I mean...
Oh, it is, yeah.
You know? I'm Fusion. I'm covered, dude.
Stay tuned, folks. Stay tuned.
Oh, all right. Man, that's like the second time I've made you speechless, like in the last couple episodes, man.
I just had to think about how funny it'll be to try and read one of those emails. It'll be interesting.
Well, it'll be great if you try and read it.
Absolutely. All right. So, anyways, our next email comes from Lady Lindsay.
Uh-oh.
And last time she sent us an email with her poem that was inspired by Pet Food Alpha. This week she says, "Hey PFA, I can't begin to say how delighted I am since you read my poem on the air. I've gotten so many tells in game. A lot of people asked me to submit another. I know it's a little late, but here's one I wrote in the spirit of Celestial Knights, and it's called The Spoon-Fed Signet, and it goes something like this. When he was a baby, the elders called him Biscuit. His mother cradled him until they dropped him flat on his back like a cheetah in the meat. The wet nurses fed him from their fatty thighs. I know this. I am the watcher. I perch on the cliff, and I watch the cygnet dance in the sky. Why does the pugil dance in the stream of my memory? Why does the mandragora laugh at the moon like a fool in the stew of the universe? My prince, why don't you love me? My princess, why don't you like me? I shaved the burrow bare. You hurt me there. When the harlot in her swimsuit comes a-calling, the legions will wave her away in a tempt. Will you partake of it? On my flaming chocobo, you will find me, waiting, not resisting. No one will know, a secret untold, but a living dream, heaven for you and me. Like the war chief blowing his mighty conch, this maiden will answer, wearing only her gown.
That's pretty good.
The end.
That's some good stuff.
Word.
What was it? What was it saying? Mandragora?
I'm sorry, you're right. It is Mandragora. Yeah. I said Mandragora.
Lol.
Anyways, thank you very much, Lady Lindsay, for the poem. Appreciate it as always. Awesome stuff. Next email comes from Broderick. Hey, Broderick. Been a while. Says, hey, everyone, just a voice from the past, Broderick from Hades. I wanted to congratulate you all for 100 episodes and 2 great years. As Final Fantasy XI has grown and evolved, so has PFA. Thank you for the time and effort you put in to make PFA a mainstay of the Final Fantasy XI community. Briefly, I have been back for about a month, working 100 to 120 hours every 2 weeks. Makes it rough on playing, but I've finally dusted off Red Mage and taken it from 61 to 65 through campaign. I intend on going to endgame. We'll see.
Nice.
Lastly, Fusion, LOL, Stars. The third movie is out on DVD, AMD, and can't wait to see it. Oh, can't wait to get it, rather. There Steak, Blackberry for the win. You mentioned how you love your Blackberry. I've been taking notes. Reference episode 108. Take care, all. Hope you have many more great years to come. And yes, I do love my Blackberry. He goes on to say, on episode 108, you mentioned that people might be taking notes. I do. I'm on my third run through all the episodes and find something new every time. Sorry, after I sent my first email, I thought it might be a little obscure and I wanted to clarify what I had written. So that's kind of cool. Blackberry rules. I love my Blackberry only because I have a Skype client on it now. And I can talk to people on Skype while I'm supposed to be working.
Right.
And,
It's all about Resident Evil, man.
Stars.
Resident Evil 5, dude. They're going to be showing it at E3, I think. That'd be cool. Anyway, if we could avoid me doing stupid imitations, that'd be fantastic.
You're a nerd. Anyways, next email comes from Dicean of the Alexander server. Just wanted to comment on how you guys have a great show. Keep it up. I'm an elven blue mage at 60 at the moment, and I plan to take it to 75 as soon as possible. I'm fairly new to the game, only been playing for about 5 months now, and I have tons of jobs that I fairly leveled to around 20. Had a huge job identity crisis that no matter what I would try, I wouldn't like it until I found blue. Keep doing what you do best on the podcast. Babies in drawers for the win. P.S. After taking blue to 75, what good job can I start taking to 75? Please, no ninja, because that's something I am dreading to do. Blue thief. Also, a job that won't have me stuck healing parties.
Yeah. Dragoon?
Beastmaster?
I don't know. I'm thinking Dragoon, Sev. Dragoon.
Beast.
I enjoyed leveling my Dragoon. I soloed a lot, but if you really want a job to get a lot of things done, level Bard, you gonna bite the bullet at times, but you can get your merits really quickly and you're not stuck healing parties.
Well, there's occasions where they do support healing, though. So, if you
you do the same thing on Blue.
Well, yeah, that's true, too.
Beastmaster!
No one cares about these.
That's so true, dude.
you don't even fight it. You just go along.
Beastmasters are like the truckers on the road. Like, we're just trying to do what we gotta do.
Yeah.
And nobody respects us.
We're just driving. Wave at each other.
Trying to do what we have to do. All these hot dog parties are cutting us off. And
do you have parties with hot dogs?
Speeding and...
like, brats and beer? Like, is that what Beastmasters do when they go out in solo?
No Fusion X. No.
Oh, well, then I definitely don't want to look at the Beastmaster.
Well. Anyway.
Yeah. There's a lot of stuff out there. I mean, if you've gotten, you know, a decent chunk of jobs out to 20, it's hard to say because some jobs really pick up after a certain level. You know, like they'll like get the, yeah, like Samurai at 30, once you get Meditate, like, the game is like, you know, that job is like the greatest job in the world. You're like, oh my god, TP. But I mean,
Gecko.
Yeah, and Gecko, when you get up to 65, that's, I love that weapon skill. But I mean, I would, you know, look back at the stuff that you've leveled. Oh, he's got his jobs in here. Let's see. I would say go with, you know, if your thief is already 37, but you don't want to level your nin.
Mm-hmm.
That's the real hard part right there.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. Thief nin is the way to go. So if you can kind of hold it up and man it up and hit nin to 37, you know, thief might be a possibility if you level that and you enjoy it.
Dark Knight's another possibility.
Yeah, you can do like Dark Knight, Monk.
Monk nin though at the end game.
Monk nin. Same with Dancer, but that'd be healing a little bit. You know, a lot of melee jobs are gonna need nin. You know, even if you're not gonna be using them a whole lot, like for example, like when I do Dragoon, I'll do Dragoon sub Sam. But depending on, you know, if there's a guy you're fighting that does a bunch of AoEs that are absorbed by shadows, sub nin could be really helpful.
True.
If that ever happens, I'll usually just be on Sam Nin. But, like, I don't know. Avoiding Nin, it's gonna be tough. You can do it, though. But, I mean, for melee jabs, you know, if you have sub-war, you know, occasionally a sub-thief to help with hate, that'll be nice. I would say level your warrior up. I mean, that's a place to start. If you like that, maybe take it up a little more, but I would say try taking warrior up to at least a sub job level and see if you're liking that. Otherwise, you know, samurai is really fun. You know, me and Seb love Dragoon. If you really want to do it, you can try Beastmaster.
I would say try Beastmaster.
Yeah.
If it's just to try the job out, level it to 40 and see.
It's
what
hard.
You think.
It's really hard to like recommend a job because it's like, well, you know, okay, I've done like samurai and dragoon and like dancer, but he doesn't want to heal. Okay, it's like, you know, what I like to play, you may not like to play. I mean, you know, play around with them a little more. I guess that's really all you can do.
Yeah. The only problem with Beastmaster is that you want to have a white mage sub, and hey, you're going to have that sub level, so you're going to have to heal people for a while. But,
okay, honestly, you can't go wrong with leveling jobs to 40 and getting the feel of them. You'll have them at sub job level. You won't have to touch them again if
once,
you don't like
once
it.
Once you get them to 40, you start to get, I think, a better feel of the job, because usually right around 40 is when they get something. They'll get like a new ability or a spell or something that really kind of defines the job a little more. You know, like 41, the red mage gets like refresh. I think monk gets chi blast at around 40, I want to say too. or somewhere.
38 Nin gives knee.
Gets knee right at the 36 marker. Okay, just makes
yeah,
it.
37 marker.
But yeah, I mean, just I'd say, you know, if you like melee and stuff a lot, you know, go for maybe like samurai or something like that. If you, you know, you're obviously liking blue mage, if you like the idea of hitting stuff and using MP, go for Dark Knight. Just make sure you get lots of accuracy here.
Good deal. All right. Next email that we have comes from Finn of the Alexander.
Last email.
This is the final email of the week. He says, "Hello from the Alexander server. I recently started listening to PFA right around your 100th episode and love having a reliable weekly source for Final Fantasy XI chatter. I'm also a real-life musician playing guitar and singing in a space rock band and doing synthesizer albums on the side. But I'll cut right to the chase. About 11 minutes into episode 108, Chin and Steak sing a little song about how lonely Fusion X has been. I found their melody inspiring, as I'm sure most Jurgs, especially the ones yet to reach endgame, feel very lonely as most other jobs get invites over the unfortunately overlooked DDs in Royal Purple. So, I wrote a song about it called Lull Durg's Lament."
Nice.
And he lists the lyrics here. We will actually be playing this to close our episode,
yeah,
I think we
could probably include the download link. We'll toss the lyrics in the show notes too for you. This will be the end music. We'll go ahead and play the Lull Durg's Lament. So yeah.
Yep. He says, "Anyways, just wanted to thank Chin and Steak for the inspiration. Hope you like this, and keep bringing me the biscuit." Signed, Finn. Thanks, Finn. You are the man now, dog.
You know, I knew if you guys were making, like, it's nice to see that, like, something good finally came out of, like, YouTube, like, always making fun of me. Like, that makes me feel a little better. Like, a little better.
We love lolling at you. If only Chin were here to
yeah,
see.
You
this.
Know, you can laugh at my Derek, I'll laugh at your Beastmaster, and like,
what
we really don't have anything to laugh at Chin for. We need to find something.
Yeah, we really don't. Well, she's got a lot of trains, but you have trains too.
Trains. We need to find
everyone
like a game thing. Like, she doesn't really have anything to laugh at.
Core has no two. Core has no AF2. That's how you can laugh at.
There we go.
What is it?
She's not doing core. Like, she's all thief now.
Oh, yeah, she's...
And she's got, like, all the best gear, all... like, you could possibly get. She reminds me of it almost on a daily basis.
Mandu.
Yeah, man now. She's in a man now. If you guys can think of anything to make fun of Chin for, let us know. And don't let her know I said that.
You may have to go back into the, like, right. Archives of PFA to find this. I mean, she likes
really.
To move it, move it. You know? But that was, like, so cool, though. It was, like, not really that funny, so... Lol Chinchilla, question mark? Who knows? That is the question.
Well, there's his noble in the mind.
To lol or not to lol? That is the question.
Oh, whether 'tis raffle in the mind.
Alright, we should end the show before we keep going down that road.
I don't
there.
Know anymore. That's we're good, I think. We're safe.
Alright. If you guys don't have anything else, that is all we have for this week.
Do you have any shout-outs you want to give?
Yeah.
Yeah, I have a couple shout-outs. Luck, Al Capone, Zuzu, Melkies, Tim Fireball, Punjabi, and the rest of the Vicious Link Shell. Kauri, Waffles, Zero, Blue Requiem, all on Cerberus. Serapic, Lilith Angel, Darkstar, UK, Suzette, Glaive, and Zimmon. All probably my best friends I met on this game through the different servers I played on.
Dude, that's awesome. That's
nice.
What this game is about, is having all those friends. Dude, that's awesome.
Heck yeah, man.
Very cool. Very cool.
All right, word. Our website, as always, is petfoodalpha.com. Join us in our forums and let us know what you think.
Oh, definitely.
Your speculation is on the end game of Wings of the Goddess.
I'm going to be, like, trolling that thread, man. I'm, like, totally pumped to, like, talk about that.
Lol.
I'll be
our email our email address is petfoodalpha@gmail.com. Send us your emails in auto-translate and your questions and comments regarding the show, how to laugh at Chin, etc., etc. And
Wait, hold on. I got this. Whoa. How to make fun of Chin via auto-translate.
I'm on that right now.
Oh, something I forgot. Uh-oh. He's going to stab me if I don't say something. Rylus wanted me to tell everybody that he got his...
Nagla ring.
What is it?
The Nagla ring, I think is what it's called. That
sword.
Oh, yeah, yeah. But congratulations, man. I guess that's a really big accomplishment. So good stuff. Thank you once again, Seb, for joining us this week. It has been a blast. And
pleasure.
We'll be keeping in touch. Thank you very much for tuning in this week, and we'll see you here next week on Pet Food Alpha. Everybody say goodnight.
See ya.
Night.
Later. He's been flat.